I don't know about you, but now that it's warming up, my schedule is packed, and having a great story to keep me company really takes the stress out of it. That's why I subscribe to Audible. As a member, you can choose one title to keep every month from their entire catalog, plus the latest bestsellers and new releases. I'm about halfway through The Wolf in the White Van by John Darnielle. It is a gorgeously written thriller with a time travel plot unlike any I've ever come across. I can't wait to hear how it ends, and you can check it out with me. New members can try Audible free for 30 days. Just visit audible.com/WWHL or text WWHL to 500-500. That's audible.com/WWHL or text WWHL to 500-500.
If I asked you how many subscriptions you have, would you be able to list all of them and how much you're paying? If you would have asked me this question before I started using Rocket Money, I would have said yes. But let me tell you, I would have been so wrong. I can't believe how many I had and all the money I was wasting. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members an average of $720 a year with over 500 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/Wondery. That's rocketmoney.com/Wondery. rocketmoney.com/Wondery.
Welcome to the Bravo Clubhouse for the podcast edition of Watch What Happens Live with me, Andy Cohen.
Hey guys, it's Andy. We're on hiatus and we're posting some of the best Watch What Happens Live episodes from our vault. This is Joan Rivers. This is, we're posting this on her birthday, and I love Joan Rivers so much, and this was, I believe, her last appearance on the show.
She's known for shaking. He's known for shaking his hips. And I'm afraid she might break one. It's Watch What Happens Live with Joan Rivers and Maxim Shmerkovsky now. Going live in the Bravo Clubhouse on a Tuesday night with a man with quick feet and a woman with quick wit. What do I love about my first guest? Absolutely every single thing. She is the queen of the red carpet. Her book, Diary of a Mad Diva, is a smash hit. All hail living perfection, Joan Rivers! Hi, Joan Rivers. It's great to see you. And he did the quick step right on our hearts this morning when he announced on The View that he is done with Dancing with the Stars. No mas, everybody. You can still see him on the Ballroom with the Twist tour this August. It's Maxim Shmerkovsky. Hey, Max. Max, you got a nice head of hair, I'll tell you that. You got a nice head of
Thank
hair.
Thank you so much.
You're so
Thank
welcome. You. And speaking of delicious meat, it's National Lasagna Day. And over at the bar, we have the general manager of Tommy Lasagna in Gramercy Park, Warren Krieg. Hey, Warren. Andy brought lasagna. I can't wait to have some of that lasagna. All right, let's get started. Joan, you had a rotten day today, huh?
I had a rotten day
you
today.
You did?
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
I had to put my dog down. Oh. Yeah, well, he was dead for 6 months. It was just sticking up people. And Melissa brought home a black man last night.
Oh, she did. And?
And I was very upset because she hadn't brought one for me. And I was
That's there. Wow.
It was a bad day.
It sounds like a crappy day. Okay. Well, I want to ask about the New York Housewives reunion dresses. What did you think, Joan? You're the queen of the fashion police. Any that you liked? I mean,
I know they're your pets.
Yes.
They look like a bunch of whores. I mean, it's just...
Okay, so that's your assessment of the dresses.
Yeah.
What, dare I ask about the shoes?
Actually, the shoes look like a buffet, absolutely, for Heather McCarty.
Oh, okay.
It was like Because they're all one. She would have had a great time.
Well, listen, yes, no, actually, Aviva.
And, Aviva. Yes. Has one. Yeah, yes, I love has, that. Yeah, yes. Yeah, that yeah, she yeah. threw it the other day.
Yes,
yeah.
she did.
I think the shoes are great. You have to have a very slim foot, seriously, Sam, we're talking seriously, to wear the Gladiator.
Yes.
You have to have a very, because if you're chubby at all, it's not good.
Okay, very good. Thank you, Joan. Maxim, I found out that in 2011 you starred in the Ukrainian version of The Bachelor. Maxim, did you wind up, I guess you're single, so that woman is no, we don't know, do we know where she is?
She's hopefully okay.
Yes, yes.
Somewhere.
Yes.
And she's doing well, probably. I would know.
Did you think you were really going to have a romance
I did not propose, no, if that's the question,
oh,
no.
I didn't. Oh, you did? Oh, yeah. Okay.
But they knew that and tried really hard to scramble the show and make something out of it, but, you know.
Right.
I didn't kiss anybody on the show. I didn't
do
anything other than that either.
All right. Well, by the way, stay tuned because we have details. Justin Bieber and Orlando Bloom, seriously, they apparently got into it tonight in Ibiza a few hours ago. We're going to have details. I'm not even kidding. In a little bit.
Probably not.
Now, tonight in part one of the New York Housewives reunion, no one threw a leg, but Luann and Sonia did throw around some fighting words, and their tempers ran hotter than the water in Sonia's house. Our poll question tonight is, whose side are you on, Luann or Sonia? Text your vote to 27286. We will reveal your results before the end of the show. If you have a question for the fashionista or the maxinista, call us up at 877-33-BRAVO or tweet them to me at Andy. While you do that, here's what three things I'm obsessed with tonight. First, if you don't think part one of the Real Housewives of New York reunion was entertaining, then you're delusional. Here's what. You won't believe what's coming next week in part two. Check this out. Sneak peek.
It's really hard when your other half cheats on you.
It's allegations.
Because I understand how that can happen.
It's allegations.
In life. And to completely ignore it and not,
I'm not ignoring
say one
it.
Word about it.
It's allegations.
It was true.
Were you in the bedroom? Did you see it?
No, Ramona.
All right.
Everybody knows it.
Enough.
Everybody knows it here.
Enough.
So it happens.
I want this closed down. Okay? Stop it, Andy.
Ex-packing!
Was quite something. Okay, second, he is the reigning and now retired champion of Dancing with the Stars, so he knows his way around a ballroom. But what about the balls in the room? Here's what, Max, we're gonna see how many of your former Dancing with the Stars competitors you can identify simply by looking at photos of their crotches. The gamelet is called Ballroom Glancing. Let's play. Okay, Max, is this Joey Lawrence or Billy Ray Cyrus?
Ooh, that's That's Joe Lawrence.
Yes, you're right. Okay, next up, is this Carson Kressley or David Arquette?
That's Carson Kressley.
I think you're wrong. Okay, what about this? Joey Fatone or Lance Bass?
That's definitely Lance Bass. Joey's got a big ass.
Let's reveal. Oh, okay, last one. Jack Wagner or David Hasselhoff?
Now I'm just upset at myself.
I know.
Jack Wagner.
You got it. Very good. Thanks for playing. I enjoy.
David Hasselhoff didn't last enough to even have a crotch.
Right. Oh, and that was a read, everybody. Finally, rumor has it Joan has undergone a couple of elective procedures.
Lies, all lies.
Nobody is more qualified to judge the difference between good work and a hatchet job. Here's what. We're going to put her expertise to good use by playing Rate That Face. Woo. Joan Rivers, I'll show you a photo of a celebrity mug, and you're just give me your critique, okay?
Okay.
First one, Bruce Jenner. He had a nose job and a facelift in the 80s. He's undergone a knife again.
I think he's great because he's got six children and a gold medal and now a vagina. I think he's...
Okay. What about Lil' Kim? Lil' Kim. Nose job as well as fillers, they say.
Nose job as well as fillers. And... I can understand. That is probably the ugliest plastic surgery I've seen. You almost wish that Chris Brown would punch her in the face.
Oh,
you could do it again.
Oh my God. Okay, what about LaToya Jackson? Oh my God, she did have a bad day, everybody.
No, LaToya's got a nose. Doctors have given her a nose and cheekbones and a chin. but they haven't given her talent. So in a way, this is very sad.
Oh, my God.
Sad.
Oh,
this is a sad story.
Last up, Janice Dickinson. Joan Rivers had a bad day, everybody.
Let me tell you about Janice Dickinson. I don't understand an older woman who puts in collagen and does injections and hair pieces and all this plastic surgery. Let us grow old gracefully. I don't understand.
You don't understand right? Why would that happen?
Why would somebody be
what
that
older
stupid?
Woman would do that?
Silly.
Yes, exactly. Very good.
Silly, silly, silly.
Joan, any chance that you would go on Dancing with the Stars? Are you a good dancer?
If they dip me, I'm scared. I wouldn't be able to get back up. Wait, no, wait. I'm not a good dancer.
Okay.
Unfortunately.
Maxim, we got, everybody wants to know what your current relationship with Merrill Davis is. So do you guys see each other?
Yeah. And we're in the same city.
Yeah.
Is
yeah.
she got a ring that big?
You know, I thought it was unfair that she was on the show because she's a dancer.
Well, I didn't mind.
Yeah, I'm sure you didn't. You won.
Yeah, I didn't
yes.
complain.
Now, what is going on with you and J-Lo? I saw you at the birthday party the other night. What can you tell? Leah Remini said you're not together, but everyone keeps reporting that you're together.
Well, she's the authority on everything J-Lo, so we should listen.
Okay. All right. Very
she's
good.
She's very beautiful, J-Lo.
Yes, she is.
I'm called J Slow.
Right.
Yeah.
Joan, I can't even read this guy's Twitter name. It's a little filthy, but he wants to know who you get your Botox from.
Usually I get it directly from the cow.
Yeah, it comes from a cow, is that right?
You just get under the udders and yeah, stop you in your face.
Right, because it takes a lot. It takes a lot. Okay, very good. Our digital coordinator, Ryan King, wants to know, when was the last time you saw or spoke to Zsa Zsa Gabor? This is a very random question, but he really wants to know.
Zsa Zsa Gabor?
Yes. We haven't seen her in a long time. We're worried.
I used to write for her. That's the joke.
Did you really?
It was one of my first writing jobs.
You're kidding.
Yeah, God bless Zsa Zsa.
Did she have a Vegas act? Or?
No, she just wanted to be funny.
Right.
You know? And I would walk behind her and she'd say, give me a line. And I'd give her a line. She'd give me $3.
That's amazing. That was one of your first jobs for real?
Hungarian money.
Right, all right. How's your old friend Helen Keller?
I'm so sick of her.
You are.
She has I love you. One story.
She only has one story.
One story.
Yeah.
I put my hand under the water and I went, whoa. You know, I know you're 20 years. Get a second story.
Oh my God. Joan Rivers is the only one. I can ask her about Helen Keller every freaking time she's on the show and she has something else to say. So, Maxim, Bridge C.
Please don't ask me about Helen Keller.
No, I won't. Bridge C17 said, who's been your favorite contestant ever on Dancing with the Stars?
Well, clearly, it's got to be the one I won.
It's Meryl because you guys won together.
You know,
yes,
that's an easy one. But I think I've been lucky. I had amazing people.
You've had great partners.
Great partners.
Can I ask you a question?
Yeah.
Please ask me
Did
a question.
Anybody walk in that they just couldn't dance? They were
yes.
klutz.
Yes.
And what do you do with them?
You pray.
You pray.
No, honestly, I mean, people you know, walk in, I look at them and I go, "Why did you ever do this?"
Right.
To yourself.
Right.
Yeah.
And get me.
Right.
It's just
Who was the one that you were on the shortest amount of time with?
Denise Richards.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Wow, I would think that
she could dance. I felt bad. I would think, too.
Yeah.
Can I ask him one other thing?
Yes.
Is it true that if you're a good dancer, you're good in bed? Does that usually follow?
Are you asking about me or someone else?
No. In general, isn't that like certain things they say about a man, big nose,
right.
You know.
completely untrue, by the way.
Good. Thank God.
Right. But but dancers are better in bed.
I think, you know, it has to do with the hip action and the rhythm and coordination, yes.
Okay.
Wow. Very good.
I'm out of
And flexibility.
Joan, we got a tweet wanting to know if you are taking over Chelsea Handler's talk show after her contract is over. I've never heard of her either, trust me. Yeah, okay. Let's go to the phones. Caller, what's your name and from where are you calling?
Hi, Eddie. My name's Noel, and I'm calling from Wyomissing, Pennsylvania.
Hey there. What's your question?
Hi, my question is for Joan. What's up, Joan? Who's the rudest celebrity you had an encounter with on the red carpet?
Oh, Andy Cohen. Oh, son of a bitch. Yeah. Spit in my face.
Yes.
The rudest, Tommy Lee Jones.
Oh, really?
Rude beyond.
Oh, really?
There's nothing even to discuss.
Really?
Rude that you want to punch him in his face.
Oh, my God. Back to the phones for Max and Joan Rivers. Joan had a bad day, everybody. So beware. Caller, what's your name and from where are you calling?
And the Olsen twins.
Hi. Oh, the Olsen twins.
The Olsen twins, because every time you ask them a question, they throw up first, you know? So.
Caller, what do you got, caller?
Hi, this is Megan from Chicago.
Hey, Megan.
I'm a huge fan of you, and Joan is my hero, and I love Maxim. Okay, so the question is for Maxim. I saw that you were leaving Dancing with the Stars. Do you think the show has run its course?
Oh, has it run its course?
No, I don't think so.
Do you think it'll jump the shark after you leave?
Well, I saw that there were a lot of changes last season.
Yeah.
You know, I took a year off, and I skipped two seasons, and I came back, and I personally fell in love with the show. It's not something I need to say now that I'm not even part of it.
Yeah.
But it's definitely an amazing entertainment, and I think it's... What her sitting next to me is the cleanest entertainment we have left on TV.
Yeah,
but no, I do think it needs to stay on. I'm a big supporter of anything dance related.
Yes.
And I think it's brilliant. My problem is that we're running out of legitimate celebrities.
Right.
That's a problem.
Yes. Okay, on that note, it's game time, everybody. Joan is a pro at reading celebrities their rights on Fashion Police, and we know Max loves a sparkly outfit, but if they don't have something nice to say about someone else's look, can they say anything at all? We're going to test their capacity for kindness by playing Fashion Polite. I'm going to show you some heinous outfits. You have to find something nice to say about them. Okay, starting with your friend Kristen Stewart, who you write about in your best-selling book.
Yes.
Can we say something nice about
Yes, this? That she's learning to dress a little better, and she now knows that when she goes out, she is here, she's a big enough star, she doesn't have to wear her knee pads.
Oh, my God.
That's very nice.
Max, can you say anything nice about this?
I think it's a lovely outfit. At least it's color coordinated.
At least it's color coordinated. Okay, here we go with your friend, Helena Bonham Carter.
She's wearing two different color shoes. Yes. What do you say about that?
Right. Joan, can you say something nice about that?
I think, God bless her. Without her, we wouldn't have Fashion Police. She's missing the accessory, however, of a dog and a white cane to wear that dress.
Okay. What about Guy Fieri here? Joan,
I think these like camo looking jackets are in now.
Okay.
This is like the third jacket I saw in the last
very
week.
Nice.
So.
Joan?
And I like a man that tries to squeeze into something that is too small for him. He probably dates Christian Chenoweth.
Kristen Chenoweth?
Chenoweth,
okay.
Yeah, okay.
Thank you very much for playing Fashion Polite. You both got... He was wearing Kristen Chenoweth's outfit.
To squeeze
I got it. So, Matt, you just asked Joan a great question during the break. Can you say what you asked her?
Which one? But the
how she gets away...
I tell the truth.
Yeah, you said...
I wanted to know how do you get to the point where you can just say anything... and everything and get away with it.
Well, you have to be my age.
You think the age helps?
By the time someone writes me a joke, I hate you, I'm dead. So I'll never get it, so don't bother.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Right.
You just have to be the
You
same.
Think the age helps. Okay, Maxim, we're getting tweets all over wanting to know if you'll take your shirt off. I'm assuming the answer is no to that.
Well, just tune in. Like, everything's on YouTube. I mean,
it's
I'm
all
half
on YouTube.
Naked
yes.
for the last 8 years.
Oh, really? Okay. Realtor Bri Chicago wants to know if you manscape.
Just a little. I'm not really that there's not much to escape.
Okay. Joan, A.K. Newman wants to know if you view your conflict with Selena Gomez on Twitter as a negative or positive.
I think Selena Gomez, who is a very sweet girl and a good dresser.
Right.
should stick to that. She was talking about things she doesn't know. Whoever read of the paper, read of the wrong paper.
Okay, very good. On that note, it's time for my mazel of the day. And it goes to 5-year-old Sadie for this viral video that's making national news of her finding out that she and her baby brother are gonna grow up someday. I don't want to die either, Sadie. Today's Jacko goes to Justin Bieber for reportedly making Orlando Bloom take a swing at him at a restaurant, according to TMZ. This just happened a few hours ago. This is them kind of getting into it. We don't see a swing happening, but I guarantee this will be all they're talking about on the news shows in the morning. How hot off the presses is this? It happened Wednesday morning in Ibiza. That's tomorrow. Justin Bieber is now annoying us from the future? Tonight's poll question was, whose side are you on? You voted, and here's what you said. Looks like Luann got that one. I want to thank Joan Rivers. Everybody get Diary of a Mad Diva. It's really funny. Talk about saying whatever she thinks. Do you diet constantly, or what is your...
I just don't... Even look at what I'm eating because it upsets the cow. I try.
It does. It upsets the cow.
You know, when you're munching on young.
Yeah.
I try to diet. I have all the diets. You know what's the diet like? The Gwyneth Paltrow. Ugh.
What is the Gwyneth Paltrow diet?
She wanted me to take a cleanse with her.
Yeah.
$1,000 a day.
Yeah.
I just said, go to Mexico, drink a glass of water.
That's the cleanse. That's the cleanse. Are you taking any summer vacations?
I just came back. I do a grandma week with my grandson.
Really?
Which is great. And we went to, which is wonderful, we went to Rome.
Yeah.
And I was walking this good-looking little 13-year-old boy. I had a group of priests behind me. You've been to Rome?
Yes, I have.
The Colosseum at night. And I've been there three times. 60,000 empty seats. It was like a Michael Bolton concert. It was so beautiful. So amazing.
It's amazing. You don't see it that often.
You just don't see it that often.
It's funny. I was talking to his manager the other day. He said they're probably booking the wrong venues for him.
It's a joke.
Yes. Yeah. No, I know. Okay, let's go to the phones for the great Joan Rivers and the great Maxim Shmerkovsky. Caller, what's your name and from where are you calling?
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous 2-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Say hello to a new era of mental health care. Cerebral is here to help you achieve your mental wellness goals with professional therapy and medication management support 100% online. You'll experience the all-new Cerebral Way, an innovative approach to mental wellness designed around you. You'll get a personalized treatment plan from a therapist, prescriber, or both in a safe and judgment-free space. Your Cerebral therapist or prescriber will outline a customized plan with clear milestones along the way so you can get to feeling your best. With Cerebral, you're not alone in your mental health journey. We're here to empower you to live a fulfilling life. So take that first step towards a brighter future and sign up today at Cerebral.com/podcast and use code WONDERY to get 15% off your first month. Offer only valid on monthly plans. Other exclusions may apply. Offer ends July 31st, 2024. See site for details.
Hey, this is Crystal and Trixie from St. Augustine, Florida.
Hey, what's your question?
Oh my God, okay. First of all, we're a huge fan and our question is for Joan Rivers.
Okay.
All right, well, we are wondering when the last time she smoked weed was.
Mm. What did she say?
They want to know when the last time you smoked weed was. Were you ever a pot smoker?
Yes.
Really, for real, you were?
Not a big one, because I like to be in control.
Okay, yeah.
And also, you gain weight.
Right, because you start,
you know, how many Cheetos can you stuff in your mouth?
Yeah,
not worth it.
Yes.
Last night, we did on Joan and Melissa.
Oh, right, you did. And that was that the first time you smoked pot?
In about 15 years. It was great.
Edgar... Edgar looked to me, I never met him, but he looked like a pot smoker.
My husband was extraordinarily English. You know English.
Right.
And he smoked pot.
And he did smoke pot.
But that's very English. What was it? Hello. How are you doing?
Back to the phones for Joan and Max. Caller, what's your name and from where are you calling?
Hi, my name's Nicole. I'm from Bucks County, Pennsylvania, and my question is for Max.
Okay.
Have you and your brother ever fought over the same girl?
Well, I mean, we're 6 years apart.
Well, that's all right. I mean,
that would be
Hollywood.
That would, yeah, but you know, that would be probably child molestation at one point.
Right. Okay. So you did.
But then, you know, no, we didn't.
Okay.
Besides, I go for what seemingly, you know, is older women.
But not like dead. You know, like yeah.
Well, you know. Yeah. Seriously. We still have a little bit of space between us.
Yes, thank God.
I mean, thank God.
Trust me.
No, we haven't. We actually have different types.
You do. What's your type, by the way? Yes, Joan. Joan, and I want to know the same information.
You know, I think I more sophisticated, intelligent.
Yes.
Type.
How old are you?
I'm 34.
You're 34, and typically you do, no joke, you like older women, typically.
That's not true.
Oh, okay.
I just like people that attract me.
Okay.
If there was a gorgeous blonde and a gorgeous brunette, absolutely the same with everything, which one would you go to?
Absolutely the same with everything?
Yeah.
That's not possible.
Well, but
theoretically.
Do you?
I don't discriminate. No body parts, no hair color, no nothing. Okay. He does. He has a very specific.
Okay,
I should explain. So he has a type. I don't.
Okay.
Yeah, his Got type it. Is specific. He should okay. answer that.
But Joan, what's your type?
What's alive.
Okay. Back to the phones for Joan and Max. Caller, what's your name and from where are you calling?
Hi, this is Morgan from Fairfield, Connecticut.
Hey, Morgan. What's your question?
So my question is for Joan.
Okay.
First off, Joan, I love you so much. You're like everything to me.
Thank you.
And I was wondering, in your opinion, what celebrity has the ugliest shoes?
That's a fabulous question. Tommy Lee Jones.
Yeah. He's getting it from all sides.
From all sides.
From Joan Rivers really tonight. Like oh, my God. That's hilarious.
Is he really that bad?
Oh, terrible man. Well, allegedly. I don't need a suit. Lawsuit here.
Right.
Terrible man.
Okay. Hey, Max, by the way, Derek Huff is coming here next week. Can you tell us something embarrassing about him?
Good luck. He's not, you know.
There's nothing embarrassing about him.
Nothing.
No. Okay. Well, that's good.
Make it up.
Yeah, right. Make it up.
Is that the rule of comedy?
That's the rule of comedy.
That's the rule of comedy.
Is it? Okay, back to the phones. Caller.
Derek does have a thing.
Oh, what?
Does have a thing. When he gets nervous, if you catch him, he does this little thing like this.
Oh, he like rolls his shirt.
He rolls his little. So if you look at his shirts, all his shirts right here on the right side.
Oh, wow.
The seam is like.
That's a very specific thing.
Good luck, Derek.
Yeah. Okay. Back to the phones. Caller, what's your name? And from where are you calling? Hey.
Yeah, Andy, this is Emily, and I'm from Detroit. So what's up?
Hey, Emily in the D.
From the D, yeah, and I just wanted to let you know I love you and I love your book. It was amazing.
Thank you. New one's coming out November 11th, yeah. Emily. Save room on your bookshelf.
So, anyways, but I just want to know, now, I know Maxim has danced to so many songs, from Dancing on the Stars. Now, if he was going to dance with Joan... to a song, if he was going to, you know, dance their feet off, what song would he choose for her to dance with him?
First of all, it's Dancing with the Stars, but thanks for asking. And it would definitely be something like Baby Got Back.
Baby Got Back. Nice, Joan. I like
one of
it.
Those.
I feel like, march.
Right.
But I feel like she's a little more sassy than that.
Joan, Callan 523 wants to know, what was the best sex you've had in Hollywood?
In Hollywood? No question about it. So I'm going to give you the truth now. Robert Mitchum.
Oh, that's true. You did. You had a thing with Robert Mitchum.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
That, no joke. You really
no joke.
Did.
Yeah, he's great. Wow. He's great.
How long did... No, she's not kidding. Yo, you're actually... Hold on. You're not kidding.
In general, right?
Yes.
Abraham Lincoln.
He was Abraham Lincoln good in bed?
He was gay.
He was gay.
Gay. I said to him, stay in bed with me. And he said, no, I'm going to theater. And Francis.
Oh, my God. Do you remember one of the, can you remember one of, like, one of your jokes from, like, one of your earliest jokes? Like,
if God wanted me to cook, my hands would be aluminum. And see, Duffy now.
Right.
That, I'm telling you, in 1968, stopped
really?
The show.
Really? Really?
No, you know, I'll tell you the big joke that really people said she shouldn't have said on television.
Yeah, what was it?
Was my husband came home and I wanted to be sexy. So I wrapped myself in saran wrap and he said, leftovers again.
That's a good joke.
Good joke and sweet.
Yeah.
I was taken to task
really?
By that. Yeah, different times.
We've been talking obviously about that you push it to the limit. Has there been a moment in your career when you've said a joke on TV or done something on TV where you left the studio that night and you thought, I think that one was it. I think I did it. I think I'm not coming back from this.
That's every night. Yeah. Seriously, no. On television, no. I was doing jokes about Willie Nelson being dirty.
Uh-huh.
And then he had a Roche Rochelle around his neck. You know, this is blah, blah, blah. And I got a note from his daughter saying they're teasing me in school about my father. Came out the same night.
Really?
You know what I'm
saying? Came out of your act. Yeah.
Immediately. Done.
Yes.
Yeah. That was the only time I ever regretted saying anything, that it could hurt a child.
You used to do the Diana Ross is so thin jokes. I remember those.
Oh,
right?
She's so thin that... get me a toothpick here. Get me an olive here. Catch. You know, oh,
and then you did of course, the hallmark was Liz Taylor and how fat she was.
She was so fat that she was wearing a yellow slicker and school kids try to climb on her. I mean, they're all old jokes.
Oh, God.
She was so fat, she ordered she was so fat that, takes 20 years ago, she was so fat that she ordered a hamburger and said, what do you want on it? She said, another hamburger. You know, that kind of stuff.
That's good. Now, when you were doing these jokes, when you were, you subbed for Carson on Fridays and then...
And then I would do every six weeks. Yeah.
And so did they ever, I'm just curious, did the producers ever say to you, don't do the Diana jokes, we're booking her, or anything like
all
that?
All the time.
They did.
The guy from NBC, the censor, stayed in the room with me.
Really?
And you'd have to explain to him why it was a joke.
Wow.
And they wouldn't let me say, they wouldn't let me say the word bitch. They would let me say the word slut. And I said, you say to a woman, oh, you bitch, it's funny. You say, oh, you slut, it's a different
right,
thing.
Right, right.
And the guy didn't understand. I took him around to every secretary in NBC. I said, would you rather be a bitch or a slut? And they all said, rather be a bitch.
Right.
And they still didn't care.
Wow.
It was so weird in those days.
The '60s.
The '60s.
No, but this was like the '70s and
eighties.
This was really 80s. the '80s.
Eighties, you couldn't say bitch. Couldn't say bitch. You could say slut. It's crazy.
Okay, we have like two more phone calls, but I just want to ask
sorry.
You before we get to them. I want to ask you, what was the besides all the negative stuff which we've talked about before? Tell me something. What was the most important thing you learned from Johnny Carson?
Oh, I think there was no one like him. He listened. And when you would tell him an answer, he came back with a question about what you just said.
Yeah.
Now you talk to some other people and you say,
yes.
I just killed my mother, and they have the note to say, you like rice?
Right.
And you go. He was so was a great appreciator.
Right.
You would do a joke and he would laugh.
Right. And there was nothing like making Carson laugh.
Oh,
right?
My God.
Yeah.
He loved that you were funny.
Yeah.
And now Leno.
Right.
Leno wanted, wanted to be funny, not you.
Right.
There was a, that's why Jimmy Fallon's so good.
Yes, exactly. He wants his guests.
He's so happy you're good.
Yeah, yeah. Do you, are you, have you done Conan before?
I never did Conan. Conan was part of the group that would never use me.
Right, huh.
He and Leno, there's a whole group that
they,
we don't use her.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Okay, I think
and you know what, Conan, f*** you.
Back to the phones. What'd you say? Back to the phones. Caller, what's your name and from where are you calling?
Hi, it's Nicole from Michigan.
Hey, Nicole, what's your question?
I just want to say, you all look so beautiful tonight. Joan, I hope you realize what a hero you are. You're my hero. You're everyone's.
Thank
I hope you.
You
speak more about what you know is the truth. Maxim, did Christy Alley try to convert you or anything, like anything crazy Scientology-ific?
No.
Did you get along with her well, Christy Alley?
Until recently.
Oh, really? What happened?
She stopped getting along with me.
Oh, really?
No, I think a world of her. I'm not judging people by their religion. We just spoke about this. And, you know, I'm Jewish. And,
yeah.
You know, I don't really believe in science fiction. But
right.
Whatever. You know, no, we had a great relationship that I thought we had a great relationship. And if it was something else or not, I don't know. But I got a message that now that I am associating with other people that she can't be associated with, I am no longer to be spoken with. And sorry, but that's, you know, it is what it is.
Wow.
But
well,
I
Leah Remini was on the show recently, and I fell in love with her. I think she's great.
You know, I think I
thought that was brave of what she did, too.
I love people.
Yes.
Yeah.
I love people. I don't judge them. For my best friend is Muslim, you know, Tony. And, you know, I don't condone anybody's religion. I don't judge people by their religion beliefs. I just feel like, you know, it's sad that we've gone through so much together, and I feel like I've helped her, and this is where we're at now, but I still think a world of her, and I wish her all the best.
How did you get that message from her, by the way?
Through a friend.
Through a friend. Wow, wow.
A Martian.
A Martian.
Joan, did you used to, did you have any Scientology jokes in your act?
Please don't ask her that
now. No, I don't start up with Scientology.
Yeah, right. They were very litigious.
Yeah, very litigious. You guys, swell. Swell. See you on Venus, we'll talk.
Okay. Two more phone calls. Caller, what's your name and from where are you calling?
Hi, Andy. My name is Neville. I'm calling from California.
Hey, Neville.
Hi, Joan. Hi, Maxim. I just want to say, Joan, I think you're like a total star. And I wanted to ask what you thought of Juliana Rancic's new haircut or new hair color.
I haven't seen it in person. Juliana has on Facebook and all that stuff. She looks adorable.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I don't know if it's going to be good with her skin coloring, though, because she's very, very olive.
It's very dark?
Very blonde.
Oh, very blonde she went.
But
oh,
I love that Juliana does
tries things. Different
you
things.
You know, life goes like that.
Look, yeah.
Trust me, I know. try it.
Yeah.
Try it. You don't like it, you'll change it next week.
Yeah.
So I think good for her.
Yeah.
But I don't think it's good with the skin tone.
Olive skin.
Yeah.
Okay, we have one more phone call to close out the night for Joan Rivers. Everybody check out her book, Diary of a Mad Diva, and you can see Max on stage for the month of August. Is that basically the tour's going for the month of August?
Well, the tour's ever going.
Oh, okay.
Me personally, I'll be for a couple of days, for I think 9 more dates until end of August.
Okay.
But you never know. Maybe I'll join after.
You never know.
The tour stays on. It's a brilliant show. I think any dance show that you get to see, you should go and see.
I agree with you. Okay, caller, what's your name and from where are you calling?
Hey, Andy, big fan. My name is Ike. I'm from South Amboy, New Jersey.
Hey, Ike, what's up?
I'm ready to ask Joan my question.
Okay, very good.
Joan, just seen you perform Friday night at the Paramount, and you were unbelievable.
I had such a good time. Thank you. I really had fun.
But my question is, when you were on CNN, did you know from the very first question it was going to go downhill, and would you go back on CNN?
Oh, first of all, of course I go back on CNN. We're not crazy. I walked off because some girl was interviewing. You know, you shouldn't try to be a strong reporter when you're in a sleeveless dress. It was just... I had no idea. She's a nice girl, but she was like, she was going to, like, break me with a question.
Yeah, right, she was.
I'm a comedian, she was... you dumb bitch. What are you doing? How do you feel about Princess Diana? She's dead!
She was hammering you. She was hammering you. And Joe just ripped that mic off and got up.
So that's it, I'm out of here.
Right, right. That was very funny when David Letterman walked out on you.
Was that hilarious?
That was great. That was really great. Well, Joan, what can I say?
I love you.
I'll see you at Liza Persky's wedding.
Yeah, Liza Persky's wedding.
I can't wait. And Max, it was so fun meeting you. You're a great guy, and you're very sweet. And everybody go check out Max's tour. And everybody go to Tommy Lasagna in Gramercy Park. It smells so good. You can see more in there. For more, click around bravotv.com. Everybody, good night.
Thanks for listening to the podcast, everybody. Hope you enjoyed the show. Remember, new episodes go live Monday through Friday at 4 p.m. Eastern Time. Make sure you're subscribed. Have a great rest of your night.
One, two, three, four. Those are numbers, but you already knew that. If you want to know what number you're going to pay each month for your car, use Kelley Blue Book My Wallet on AutoTrader. They're really good at numbers. AutoTrader.
Are you tired of dating assholes? Do you want a Prince Charming? If so, we're filming a reality show. Sign up here.
12 American women are flown over to the UK for a bachelor-style reality dating show.
There are so many questions about a show like this because it's so odd.
These women have been told that they were going to be dating the world's most eligible bachelor, Prince Harry.
What? Y'all playing with me, right?
You can binge The Bachelor of Buckingham Palace exclusively on Wondery Plus. Join Wondery Plus in Apple Podcasts or the Wondery app.